Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Ross Community United Methodist Church. We're glad you're here to help worship the Lord. Roger, always good to see you. Sing along with us. We always put words up on the screen. And you actually probably hear some songs that you might even say, hey, I recognize that song from the world. But the words are different. But for now, join along. Praise the Lord.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep, and there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. That's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. For your blessings on me.
Nice. Amen. Next song. Yeah, thank you. Song by Ray Bolts quite a few number of years back, and I love what this song does. It tells a story, and it talks about, we can see right on the front there, dreams that go to heaven and meets a person that had a difference in your life. If you're not making a difference in someone's life, you're not living, right? Christ calls us to make a difference in everybody's life every day. It can be by your actions, by your words, but make a difference for the Lord.
I dreamed I went to heaven, but you were there with me.
Am I on the wrong capo? Or you're on the wrong capo?
Nope. This is our replacement Thursday, folks.
Okay, usually on Thursday nights we practice, so we're pretty casual around here. This is we're not paid. We're not paid performers. I thought that felt, did that feel high to me, or was that
it
my?
It was a little high, actually.
It didn't feel right. Well, you were doing the other one, weren't you? Do it in D for me.
Oh, thank you. Correct key.
My voice was going to end up dying there. Thank you, Brandon.
I mean, if we didn't have so many guests, I could have left you hanging. But
you could have left me hanging. And I thank you. Thank you for... Actually, I stopped it, didn't I? Go ahead. There we go.
We would have giggled.
I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard those angels singing, then someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you'd say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you, sing with us, for giving to the Lord. I'm a light that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as your eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth and in heaven now proclaimed. And I know that up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm so glad you gave. I'm so glad you gave.
Welcome to our 2019 Thanksgiving service. It is great to have you. On behalf of Ross Community Church, we're glad you came. And I want to just share with you, in case you don't know, these distinguished gentlemen. Well, three out of four. but Father Jim Wedding from St. Al's is with us. David Schott from Venice Presbyterian. Ed Long from Shandon Congregational, and Jim Clark from Oceana United Methodist. And I'm Larry Gallagher, and we are glad you're here. And what we want to do is just take time and say thanks to God for the blessings that he gives us. So would you join me in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful. And too often we just stop and take one day a year to celebrate Thanksgiving. But we're thankful every day for the blessings that we have and for the gifts that you give us. And the greatest gift is Jesus Christ. We thank you. And so, Lord, as we gather together tonight, speak to us. Individually, corporately, and let us thank you for the gift of life and the gift of thanksgiving. May your grace abound. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, let us do our call to worship. Would you please stand for the call to worship? And we will do this responsively. It's on the back of your bulletin. This is the season to remember and give thanks.
Remember that we do not create the earth from which we reap.
And to give thanks to God for calling us to till the soil. And then give thanks to God for calling us to love and serve our neighbors. Please remain standing for the first hymn.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
May be seated. The Old Testament reading tonight is taken from the book of 1 Chronicles, verses 31 through 36. The heavens will be glad. The earth will rejoice exuberantly. The people will say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." The sea in its fullness will roar. Let the fields and all of them that is them rejoice. Then the trees of the wood will sing out with the presence of the Lord, because He is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together. Deliver us from the nations, so that we can give thanks
to your holy name. Glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. As we look around the world today, and we probably are a little bit concerned about what in the world's going on and things that are happening in the world, and we wonder what's going to happen in the next maybe 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, if God prevails and he allows the earth to continue. And as I read this, the primary thing that I think we need to keep in mind is God's got it under control. I remember the Mahalia Jackson song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, and I'm sure that many of you remember that. And as we look and read these verses, it is to give thanks, and that's why we're called. I think Ezra summed it up when he said, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness endures forever. And if I had one thought to keep in mind to remind me of what he's saying here, it would just be this one simple one in this Thanksgiving season, is to give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm enriched because of what the Lord has done for me. No matter what we think, no matter how we feel, no matter how much that we think worrying will help, he says, give thanks for everything. And I like that, the words to one song, and you're familiar with them, but heard them, but all the people said amen. Exactly what he's saying here, that in the midst of everything, give thanks for our salvation. Ezra nailed it, I believe, when he said that. So as we think about this Thanksgiving season, and we spend time tomorrow with our families celebrating and feasting and celebrating and doing all that stuff that we do that's so much fun, give thanks. And let me encourage you, when you're sitting around that table, do what Ezra wrote here. He said, and all the people said, amen.
I have the privilege of reading Psalm 100, which since my childhood has been one of my favorite psalms, and my mother made me memorize it when I was little, and I'm thankful to her. Psalm 100, hear the word of the Lord. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. A great psalm. Someone called it a jewel for worship in the whole realm of the Psalter, which is all the psalms, of course. It's a jewel for worship. It's a shining piece for worship. Someone else said that it's a literary masterpiece, singing with spiritual vitality. It's about God's presence, and it's about the pure worship of God. As an end in itself, not as a means to another end, even for our own inspiration. It's purely for worship of God. Verse 4 says, be thankful to him and bless his name. Psalm 100, nobody knows who wrote it or when. It may have served in a festival procession. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So there's praise in God's presence. There's praise in God's palace. We're to make a joyful noise or a shout to the Lord. What this really is a shout of triumph or a battle cry. And it says that all the lands, not just Israel, but all the lands should shout for joy. Now, not everybody did or does, but to make this shout of triumph because God is in his place and God is who God is. A joyful noise. The King James says joyful noise. I've heard many people in previous churches say, well, I can't sing much, but I can make a joyful noise. And then, sadly, some of those people want to be in the choir and sit right in the front row. But God understands that we are supposed to make a joyful noise, a joyful shout, a shout of triumph that God is the victor, that God has joined the battle and is victorious. There's basically three little sections here in this short psalm. The Lord, or Yahweh, is God. It's about the existence of God. He is the supreme being. He is the one with whom we have to do. The one in whom we live, we move and live and have our being. He is the supreme being. He is God. Secondly, he is the creator. And because of that, we are all products of his creation. We are creatures. Nobody likes to think of themselves as a creature. Usually you think of a monster or something as a creature. But we are creatures of God, and therefore we are utterly dependent upon God. We need God. There's a lot of people in this culture and around the world that don't think they need God, or they make up their own God. But we need the living, true God as appointed here in this scripture and as described. We are utterly dependent. And I'll tell you what, the older I get, the more I realize that I'm utterly dependent upon God. Thirdly, beyond creation is the whole concept of redemption. God redeems us. He saves us. He rescues us. He protects us from evil and from those things that would harm us, ultimately anyway. And he protects us from sin and death, and he protects us even from ourselves. Have you ever thought about yourself as your own worst enemy? Boy, I sure have. I can't blame anybody else or God for the biggest problems I've ever had in my life. They were choices that I made, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to deal with these and move on. But God protected me even in those situations. And God is the great shepherd. And as we get into the New Testament, Jesus became the good shepherd, the great shepherd, who protects his flock. God protects us, and he keeps us safe in his fold. And when we stray, guess what? He goes out, like the parable of the 90 and 9. He goes out in the rough highways and byways of life, and he finds us because he loves us so much. And then finally in verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. Mercy has to do with God's covenant love, his holy promise that he will never abandon us, even though sometimes we abandon him or try to leave him or rebel against him. God is the perfect heavenly parent who has this perfect covenant love, and he will never leave us or forsake us. And his truth endures to all generations. Even if we have children that have strayed away, or grandchildren, or whatever, who don't seem to be caring too much for the church or things that are spiritual, his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. I have hope in that. So let's truly be thankful that we can sing this wonderful jewel of worship as we meditate on Psalm 100. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Gospel of the Lord. I have no doubt that all 10 were thankful. Now, I'm not planning to contradict Jesus. I also have no doubt that not one of the 10 was thankful for his leprosy. They were thankful for the healing, but not for the illness. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving, all of us can make lists of things for which we are thankful. And that list may be long. That list may be short. And I expect that we can all make lists of things for which we are not thankful. Things that are struggles, things that are hardships. And that too, maybe that list is long. Maybe that list is short. That list is going to vary from year to year. Some years we have more to be thankful for. Some years we have less. The thing that does not change at all, ever, is the one to whom to be thankful. So the mistake that is made here with the 9, I have no doubt that they're thankful for being healed. The mistake that is being made is they're forgetting to whom they owe that thanks. We owe our thanks to God. Always, forever, eternally, we owe our thanks to God. And we owe our thanks to God for that list of things that are wonderful. And we owe our thanks to God for the things with which we struggle. Not so much because we want those things, as because we know that God is with us in them. God was with these 10 in the middle of their leprosy. God revealed himself in their healing, but he was with them through the whole struggle. And the same is true for us. Let us be thankful. Let us be thankful for all the blessings we receive. But let us also be thankful for the fact that God is with us even when we are struggling. Let us remember always to be thankful to the one from whom all blessings flow.
Scripture from 2 Corinthians. When I came to Troas to proclaim the good news of Christ, a door was opened for me in the Lord, but in my mind I could not rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said farewell to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ Jesus leads us in a triumphant procession, in thought, in every place, in the fragrance that comes from knowing him. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, to the one fragrance from death to death, so the other a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for all these things, where we are not peddlers of God's word like so many, but in Christ we speak as persons of sincerity and persons sent from God and standing in his presence. This is my 9th interim in the last 20 years, and I'm always glad to have fellow clergy to relate to who represent other churches in the area. That's so important, because this community is being blessed daily, if not every hour, by congregations who reach out to the community, who help heal the wounds of people and help sustain people in good times as the community goes forth. It's good to be with you. And we do meet from time to time, usually over lunch. I'm thankful, too, because I pulled a book out from my library by Harold Cone, who, of course, is not alive anymore, but he was a Congregational UCC pastor up in Charlevoix, Michigan. And his books have illustrations. I like pictures when I read. And one of the stories he tells has to do with what we're thankful for other people and conversations. There was an actor named William Gillette who from time to time stayed in what they used to call boarding house. And in the evening, people would sit around and talk in the overgrown living room. And then, of course, they would have their places to sleep at night. But he would sometimes take in shorthand everything that was said around the fireplace or around the circle of people there, all different kinds of people. And he said, sometimes I would read back my notes. And he said, really, nobody said much of anything that meant much of anything all evening. We have such a chance when we're in community, when we're out in the shopping center, or we're down at the local grocery, or wherever we are, to be aware when someone needs an encouraging word, and to help people. Another illustration that he gives, we see them all the time around the Miami Valley, geese who fly. And we know, and there's a great book on this called High Flying Geese, came out a few years ago, but they talk to each other. It might be like, Charlie, you're kind of lagging there, speed up. We need you to work a little harder. Or they honk, I think you're lagging behind, Susie. Kind of pick it up a little bit. We don't know what they're saying, but that's part of what we do as people. Encourage. One of my professors at Eden Seminary said, one of our jobs as people of Christ is to encourage people, put courage into people for the living of the lives that they have and in the communities in which they live. Well, I'm thankful for that, and it means an awful lot. A few years ago, we made the first trip we ever made west of the Mississippi by air. And changed planes in Dallas-Fort Worth, as I remember. And there was a big thunder shower that went through it. All the planes were delayed. And so as we moved west, the option were on the things you could listen to on your headphone. There was one you could listen to the cabin calls from one plane to another. And I chose that over a couple of the other options I had, and it was fascinating because the pilots were talking from one plane to another. And the general gist of it was, because we were all running behind because of the showers around Dallas-Fort Worth, they were trying to pick up and move us along. At one point, one of the pilots near us called that we should watch out for a flight of F-111s doing maneuvers not too far away from our flight path. Another time, one of them said, the call came actually from the central place of the airline control, and they called us and they said, "Air American 631 Heavy," and we were heavy, said, "What's your airspeed?" And our pilot said, 0.631 Mach. "Can you do 6.5? And he said, "Can do." And the plane moved and rocked a little bit as it accelerated, moving us along to our destination safely and in a speedy manner. That's a good parable for life. And I think that we can all take that and we can remember the geese who do talk to each other and praise God for it and thankful that we have congregations in this area that day by day in mundane things and some spectacular things are being Christ among the people. Amen.
The Litany of Thanksgiving is on the back of your program. Come, let us praise God joyfully. God is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Give thanks unto the Lord our God, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and God has entrusted us the mystery of reconciliation. Fill us with thanksgiving for time made precious by its passing, for wisdom deepened by expression. For our life together in the Spirit, may our lives be filled with peace and abundant grace.
And what would it be in church without an offering? You'll see a note in your bulletin that the offering goes to RAM and also to St. Vincent de Paul. There's some instructions in there if you want to write out a check. You could write it out to your own church. Just put on there Thanksgiving Eve and we will designate it to that ministry of either RAM or St. Vincent de Paul. But I would encourage you to be thankful and give generously. Ushers, please come. Would you bow your heads as we just thank God for his blessings? Our Heavenly Father, you are gracious. You bless us. You provide for us. And you provide us a way of providing for ourselves. And so, Lord, we take these offerings. We accept them, but we take them on behalf of others and those in need. And, Lord, we ask that these dollars and cents touch someone's life in a physical and a material way, that your spirit might touch their heart in a spiritual way. So we give you thanks for the gifts that you have blessed us with, and we say thank you to an awesome God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
If you'd like to stand, please, and join us on our hymn of thanks.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing, now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, thou Lord were at our side, all glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender will be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Be in prayer. Great God of the universe and our God, we are aware that this celebration of Thanksgiving is somewhat unique and special to this nation in which we live. And we ask you to bless all the communities and the churches, and be with the halls of Congress and leadership throughout our nation in this very difficult time. And we ask this, Lord of all creation. We ask you to accept the joy that we have in Christ and to reach out to others, even as Paul had to search for Titus. So we reach out to sisters and brothers who do not know the grace and the peace that you offer freely, pressed down, full, and running over. Lord of all creation, we thank you, O God, for the opportunity this evening to worship and to praise your name. And we think of other congregations and other communities that are doing the same thing. And lead us forth, we pray, and grant each church strength, perseverance, and joy on the journey. Lord of all creation. And God, we ask you to be with us this evening, and to accept our thanks that are unique to each one of us, remembering that you are always more ready to hear than we are to ask, and you are much more able and ready to grant us, according to your will, the petitions of our hearts. And so we pray, Lord of all creation.
Thanks.
Amen.
Please stand and join us in our closing. All the people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each and every one of you and abide with you all, both now and forever. And the church said,
Amen.
To spread the good news and sing along with the good news. Don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. Oh, we got to share the news. What the people need is a way to make them smile. Ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta share the message, get it on through. Come on, Christian, don't you ask me why. Oh, let's do the good news. Oh, let's do the good news. Oh, let's do the good news. Time. Well, we know better. Everything we say, sharing the good news every day. If they happy and we'll dance. Oh, we're gonna dance our blues. And if the news feels good to you, it's feeling good to me. There ain't nothing we can do or say. Feeling good, feeling fine. Come on, Christian, share the news today. Oh, 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 let's do the good news. Oh, oh, let's do the good news. Oh, oh, let's do the good news. God pours out like a river. Jesus appears in the sky. And the crowd is growing bigger. Reaching out to Jesus as we begin to fly. Oh, 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 let's do the good news. Oh, oh, to the good news. Oh, 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 just to the good news all the time.
That doesn't mean we're done yet, though. That doesn't mean we're done.
Right. You got it.
Done?
What does he want to say?
Wait.
Again.
Ready.
Blame it all on my roots, ashamed of the truth that my life has come to be. Last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw the surprise, the love in his eyes. Then I took his hand in mine. Now he said to me, this is the way to be free. Oh, I'll never complain.
'Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines. And his joy chases my blues away, and I'll be okay. Singing Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces, 'cause I got friends.
guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. He gave me forgiveness and then I'll be as high as that heavenly tower that he's living in. 'Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces, 'cause I got friends in high places. I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this song. Then sweetness and stills bring a new kind of thrills as we sing along. Is where my Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away. Ah-ha! And I'll be okay. Now I'm seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces, 'cause I got friends in high places. Yes, I've got friends in high places.
Now we're done.